We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam. You could also find this article in the Shamati book. It is article number 97. It's called Waste of Barn and Winery. You can find it at KabbalahInfo/ENG. That's article 97 from the articles of Shamati. You can watch us live, ask questions via Cup TV. Selected questions will be aired. Waste of Barn and Winery, Article 97. Goren, barn, means diminution of good deeds. When a person feels primarily grunot, Hebrew throats, sounds like ger onot, deficiency, with the Creator. Hence, he lessens the good deeds, and afterwards he comes to a state of yekev, winery, which is the meaning of, and that blasphemeth the name of the Lord. Sukkot is considered gladness, considered rejoicing gevurot, which is repentance out of love, when sins become as merits for him. And even the barn and winery are admitted into Kedusha, sanctity. This is the meaning of Sukkot's primary discernment being Isaac, but that everyone is included in him, and Passover is considered love, which is right. This is the meaning of Abraham begat Isaac. This is because the father and son issue in cause and consequence, reason and result. Had there not been a discernment of Abraham first, which is the right, there could not have been a discernment of Isaac, which is the left, whether the left is integrated in the right, as in, for thou art our father. Abraham said, will be destroyed over the sanctity of your name. And Jacob also said that it means that the sins will be destroyed over the sanctity of your name. And if it remains so, then there is a breach in the middle. In other words, the sins that were in the whole of Israel are like a breach in the Kedusha, sanctity. Isaac, however, said, half over me and half over you, meaning the part of the sins and the part of the mitzvot, that is, that both will enter Kedusha. And this can be through repentance out of love, when sins become as merits to him. In that state, there is a breach, as it is written, with no breach and no outcry, but all is corrected for Kedusha. This is the meaning of our sages' words: greater are the dung and the mules of Isaac than Avimelech's money and gold. Dung is something inferior, worthless, meaning that they consider the servitude of him as done. And afterwards arrives a state of separation because he did not appreciate his work. He falls into separation. And this is called the dung and mules of Isaac. And since Isaac corrected everything in the form of repentance out of love, and his sins became as merits, the profits that had come to him through his dung and mules are greater than Avimelech's money and gold. His kesef, money, means kisufim, longing to the Creator, and zahav, gold, means zehav, give this, concerning the craving for the Torah, meaning to achieve the Torah. And since Isaac corrected everything, meaning achieved repentance out of love, the sins, too, were considered merits for him. And then he is very rich in any case, since in keeping mitzvot there is not more than 613 mitzvot. But sins and transgressions are endless. Hence, Isaac became rich, as it is written, and he had found 100 gates. This means that he had 100% in the Kedusha, without any waste, since the waste too was corrected in him. This is why the thatch of the sukkah is made of waste, barn and winery. And you can say what our sages said, that Moses became rich from waste. Hence Sukkot is named primarily after Isaac, who is the rejoicing Gevurot, and Sukkot is named after Moses too. We see that it's not really an article, but he wrote it . He spoke in a very short manner. The Sukkot is a very symbolic holiday for our work. From the acquaintance we have with the evil, the recognition of evil we have from the Day of Kippur, when we begin to discover in the terrible days how our desire, how our ego, how evil it is, we start to find out that we have no ability to get out of it. We find out that we're incapable of anything. And this is after very serious work taking place much before Rosh Hashanah. As we decide during the Rosh Hashanah that we have no choice, we must transcend everything and rise to the next degree. So on Rosh Hashanah we decide about this new beginning, and then as a result we find out that we have no way to advance. We find out that all of our kelim are to blame or unpure, so to say, and want to build a kli, after we decide we have nothing, then from this feeling that we have nothing, we start understanding that reality is not divided as if into spirituality and corporeality. As we speak about it literally, when moving from one place to another, from one perception to the other. Of course it's so, but we have to understand that any next degree is built on the previous one. There's nothing ready, but you take all that you have in the current state. You arrange it in a new form, and as a result, you have a new degree. On this current degree, you have the important things according to your desire, and less important things that the desire doesn't really feel them to be important, that it could enjoy. Does not take them into consideration. They are more spiritual, these matters. To bestow, to care for others, the Creator, above reason. Although I feel so, although I don't think so, I have to be above it. For me, it's waste. Part of the work, there is a part of the work I agree with, there is a part of the work I do not agree with. It is preferable, it is better, I want to achieve something, I have to invest into it. Without exertion, there is no reward, of course, there is no such thing. Where to invest exactly, and I anticipate what will I receive in return. This is a problem. I do not understand that from the unimportant matters, the waste, Govan in Yekiv, meaning the place of my work. My work is called the work of the field. Whatever seems to me as unimportant, if I elevate it, if I raise it above the head, I build it into a schach. The cover of the roof of the sukkah, then accordingly I build a new kli. If I elevate things which are not important for my will to receive, they conceal the will to receive. They modify it. It becomes as a shadow. And then in this shadow, if I'm ready, if I'm happy to be a part of this shadow and my will to receive, and outside of this I want to build the will to bestow, I'm prepared to be in it, then I reach the hug of the right, so-called. Comes the chasadim, and then, although I've concealed maybe 99% of the sun, of the light, but I see this 1%. It is called a line that I've built from my vessels. And I see in this line, I reveal the Creator. I start revealing the new qualities, the so-called ushpizin, the guests. Meaning, my vessels become corrected. They enter the quality of bestowal. They join the intention of bestowal, bit by bit, gradually, which is called the 7 days of Sukkot. Meaning all my qualities, they undergo changes. But all of them have the same style of work. Meaning that what previously was not important for me, the waste, but the waste from the spiritual work. I've learned a lot, I was with the friends, we made different efforts, actions, but to connect to them inside in these points in the heart to give our vut. It was always something that I had to force myself to acknowledge. I used to forget it. No, waste. I don't really consider it. If I nonetheless elevate it above the head, above reason, I give it importance and I turn it into some kind of a crown above my head. I enter beneath it, meaning that it rules me. I want it to determine everything for me. The general arvut, meaning the mutual correction, the mutual connection, the concealment of the ego, the will to receive. If I change the importance, it's like we've studied that an embryo, it turns with its head upside down in order to be born. Then it's like you enter the sukkah under the concealment from the will to receive. A person builds the concealment instead of the Creator needing to conceal himself from a person. A person wants to conceal his egoistic desire from the Creator and elevates the bestowal, the connection to the others, the care for the others. It turns out that this is what he builds the sukkah from. All that we build during the vacation of Sukkot, it is the symbol of the sukkah that a person has to build in his preliminary stage as he has entered the work. And really that all the waste, he collects it and elevates it to the schach, the cover of the sukkah, and by it modifies his vessels of reception. He has no vessels of reception. They're all now under concealment. He doesn't want to use them. He's ready to sit sit. This is a symbol of the state of katnut, of smallness. He's ready to sit so for 7 days for all his kelim to enter this state. He bows his head. He is ready to be in bestowal and connection to his to the correct environment, only in order for him to have some kind of the smallest belonging to spirituality. Really, as some kind of a small light that he allows it to enter through his. Through the cover of the roof, that previously it seems to him as waste, and now these are the most important things, and all the rest, he is in them.
And then all the stages of correction go over him. In the Sukkot, in the 7 days of Sukkot, called Ushpizin, that the attributes of Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David, he begins already to correct his attributes according to the main attributes, the original ones, let's say it that way. So nothing comes on its own, that it's already built, already created, present in the next state. Yes, either the next world or the next stage, world. It's all infinity in a person according to his preparation from his desires and thoughts in the mind and heart. Like now, he's incorporated of mind and heart. In them, he turns the importance from legs to the head or from head to the legs. That whatever was garbage was made important, and whatever was bestowal and connection was the unimportant thing. If he raises it to be important, then he builds from that garbage itself, truly, the next degree. And that's how we reveal it, state after state, degree after degree. Everything is already found within us, and nothing is from the outside that... It's all ready and prepared for us. It's from within our vessels, our discernment, everything in us. The lights come from above and they assist us. But all the vessels, they come from within the sins and flaws and mistakes. So it's from specifically when a person wants to correct a state, to turn it, yes, and every sin and mistake that he had as a will to receive, and he felt it important to influence it, to bestow it in every state, he flips it. And then from the sins, he gets mitzvot. That's how it is. There is no righteous person of Israel who has done good and has not sinned. Meaning first he sins, and then from that specifically he builds the corrected vessels. It's reaching from the correction of the faults, he comes to the correction of fear, and then from correction of the sins he reaches the correction of love, repentance from love. The number of degrees is defined, 125 degrees, that in the structure of Adam there is always 613 desires, But sins, we don't have 613. There are many more. How many? It's unlimited, as he says. What is unlimited? Mitzvah, there's only one thing. When I turn my state called a sin, meaning using my will to receive for the good of myself, into abuse for my will to receive for the good of the others, or the society, the environment, or the Creator, it's together actually. But the sins are much more than this, as he says. What does he want to say? Until a person does not decide that he does the correction, he's in all sorts of states called sins. And this can take a long time. And it's as if this number of sins is not 613 against the 613 mitzvot. Rather, there are more and more and more and more returns until a person finally he is sick of it and he decides he has to turn it into a mitzvah. And thus, all our work is as much as fast as possible we shall decide that by us what appears to be as psolet, as garbage, in our force, in our scrutinization, we need to check and see if it appears as garbage against the spiritual work and to turn it into a screen, the covering of the roof, the screen, yes, the shadow that from within it we shall reveal the godliness, specifically in this that we make a shade upon his revelation. With respect to our will to receive, with respect to our will to bestow, this will be delight. A student from Japan is asking, how do we lie to the will to receive so he'd be willing to enter the sukkah and sit in the shadow, the shade, because he does not have ochasadim? Rav says, of course, why would he have ochasadim? How is it possible that in the will to receive, that now I have will, now that I have ochasadim? It's impossible that in the will to receive we have ochasadim. The light is the impression within the vessel. If the desire is directed towards bestowal, there is a phenomenon in him that he calls this. There is no light outside the vessel. No such thing. So I have to arrange my vessel. My attitude towards the others, thus it appears to me that it's all like outside of me, like me in the world. What does appear to me? It's intentionally done so, so I can make such exercises that what appears to me as important in the world, in order that I should take advantage of it for my own good. Let's do this, that the world is important, and I want to use myself for the good of the world. If I understand that this change is actually all the correction I have to go through, then here I need society. Help me. I have no opportunity to change myself. From above, nothing will come. Don't wait. Just don't wait. The Creator doesn't change anything in the order of creation. You just have to carry it out. Whatever you will reveal, you will reveal it inside within you. We're always thinking that either something will come from above or nothing comes from above. Everything comes from within man. I need to desire to connect with others that appear to me as foreign. Later on I'll reveal them as my own parts. It's truly me. I need to reveal everything in my force, or in the force of the society, that I enter an agreement with them, that they should assist me in convincing me is this way. And then I assist others in the same way in cutting loose. Because we're found to be in that same goal. Each one wants it. There's nothing more to request from the Creator. Afterwards, when I turn the books and I request the revelation, the force, then I too, what force? The force of bestowal. What am I requesting from it? Let me be in bestowal. I'm also awakening it from within myself. Where is it found there in me? Because it's within my vessels. It's like I always have to push myself to an infinite vessel. Our vessel is always towards Ensof, to Malchut, and not Keter. Our vessels are for our corrected vessels. It's always like the Creator is always that same picture that I yearn towards. That I have to understand that everything is dependent upon my vessels, only that. What he says, that there is still no light. What does it mean, there's still no light? Say, in other words, I'm still not found within the attribute of bestowal, with my will to receive. That's called that in me there is still no light. That's it. There is nothing, yes, like the light, that this is how I see it outside of me. It's an internal phenomena in the vessel. And phenomena within the vessel is called light. When I understand the foundations of this phenomena, reasons, the results, the causes, the effects, the actions, then it's called light of Chokhmah. When I don't reveal him as such, rather only feeling him as that same attribute found in me, it's called Or Chasadim. That's the difference between the Or Chokhmah and Or Chasadim. It's by my vessel. If my vessel is small and weak, meaning unable to influence, to bestow in a full manner, to bestow on the intention to bestow, the phenomenon in him is called Ochasadim. The question is if he can do the reception and intention to bestow, meaning working opposite to his nature, then the phenomenon in him is called Ochochmah, the light of Chochmah. This is how we are speaking in Gematria, in fulfillments, in names. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the desire, and as much as this desire changes itself in fulfillments, as we say, but fulfillments is also letters. It's vessels, but they are fulfilling these vessels, and these vessels are filling these vessels, meaning it's structures within the vessel. And this is called the name, the revelation of the Creator. What's a revelation of the Creator? Meaning, I received some form of bestowal, and this form is called the Creator. This form is found within me, within my vessels. It's arranging my vessels now in some unique order and connection between them. That's called the Creator in me. According to this measure of the Creator, these basic vessels that receive this form is called the Adam in me. All within my vessels.
Moshe from Mexico asks,
Moshe from Mexico is saying, well, he says, Yom Kippur, I try to feel as much how distant from I am from the Creator. The sensation is not so good. Do I have to continue along this path until I build a screen? A sukkah, a tzchach? First of all, the building of the sukkah or the masach is not a simple thing. We say that by us, it's 5 days, and we come from Yom Kippur to Sukkot. And even according to the traditions, that the traditions are true, like Yom Kippur already, we begin to build the sukkah, yes? Immediately in spirituality, there is a continuance from one action to another. These days are a passage for us between Yom Kippur to Sukkot. I need to work on the size and the importance of bestowal. This is actually what this entire holiday means for us. From Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur and until Sukkot and Simchat Torah.
And therefore, to sit and eat myself, how opposite I am to the Creator won't help. I have to perform different actions. Not that I'm opposite and I don't have anything, but I have to check this out, and I examine it before Rosh Hashanah, and my examination continues after the day of Kippur, as I see how inadequate I am, the extent to which my waste, or what I consider as waste, is important, but I can't raise it above my head. This is called the left hug. This is what we have before the day of Kippur. I discover the left in me, the Gevurot, Yitzchak, left line, that unfortunately I'm incapable of working in bestowal. I have vessels of reception, they suffocate me, they end my life. It's possible I'll die and will not achieve anything. This is actually the great revelation that comes to me during the day of Kippur. That in my desires there is nothing that agrees with bestowal. But I don't want to stay this way. I must start elevating, ascending these kelim to the degree of bestowal. Meaning in these decisions of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I reach criticism that my whole desire is a desire in which I cannot attain spirituality. And I have no choice. I must invert this desire the very same way you plow the land and you reach a result. That what was down is now above, and what was above is now below. Meaning that what is not important, the will to receive is now below, and what is important, the will to bestow, has to be above in importance in me. And if I do this, the symbol for it is a sukkah. Things to which as if there is no importance. You do it as your main thing in life. You're ready to enter under it with all that you have and simply be in it. It's not sitting and asking myself constantly how distant I am from the Creator like he asked. No, that time is over during the day of Kippur. And also before this, during the slichot, the pardons, and all these examinations. Now, it's the very opposite. I engage in it happily by building the sukkah. Elevate the importance of bestowal above my head. I want this to control me, to get a new feeling, new mind, new everything. I want to be immersed, really in this quality of bestowal, for me to completely be this way, meaning by the inversion of the desires, I build a spiritual kli. It doesn't build, it's not built from anything else. But from my old vessel, I invert their importance from reception to be important, to bestow, to become important. From this I build the sukkah. The sukkah symbolizes a new desire, which receive. I'm inside with my ego, with everything, but I elevate the importance of spirituality above me, and I conceal myself. I conceal my ego under the masach, under the screen from spirituality, and then reaches me this bit of light, but this bit of light reaches me, it shines upon me. This is the holiday. There aren't that many things here. We're all in all in what? We're in the will to receive, screen or no screen, and then the light felt in it accordingly. That if we start to interpret it in emotions and different states as in infinity, that's something else. But all in all, it's one pattern. You can determine everything in these several elements that you give numbers, relation between them. And this is the formula for anything, for everything in reality, in all the worlds, in all the states and everything. Besides the will to receive, we have nothing but these phenomena. Yes, Tamir. The concealment of the light of the Creator, what you talked about, it is the subjugation of all the other desires to that light that you spoke about, and afterwards there is all the rest of the things. There is also the meal during the Sukkot, etc. Meaning the degree of Keter which I built accordingly, I use or do not use all the desires. He's asking an interesting question. He says, but during the Sukkot you say that we're in vessels of bestowal. But we have meals in the sukkah. We invite guests. It means that we use our vessels of reception. How is it so? How come? If so, it's not simply to bestow in order to bestow. That I have these meals, and I work with the vessels of reception, but both with these vessels I work under the roof to eat and drink. There's this, there's that, because the drinking is engaging in the light of chassadim, but eating is against the light of chassadim, drinking is against the light of chokhmah. We have much time during the holidays, we'll do this. But what you're asking is right, because there are no vessels of bestowal. There's no such thing. A vessel is a vessel of reception, a vessel to enjoy. A vessel is a desire that understands only one thing, to receive. So, that I use the vessels of reception, nonetheless it means that I mean, by his right will he hug me, the light of chassadim that brings me to repentance of fear. This is because, of course, I can use my vessels of reception. I have no other vessels, but using them I can use them under the roof, in the sukkah, and in sitting in state of katnut, of smallness. Therefore, it means that for the time being, I'm only in a partial correction. And therefore, it's called a temporary place of living, which is only a part of the path. It's like some kind of stop along the way, the vessels of bestowal. And all the rest of the year are the vessels of bestowal. There are such signs. Afterwards, I move to a permanent place of living. I use the vessels of reception to receive in order to bestow, etc. But very good, correct question. Although it is the light of Chasadim, in order to draw it, you use the vessels of reception, the meals. Moreover, we'll see all the 10 sefirot. We have to put them into utilization. Oh, I'll say 7 sefirot. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David. I say it's only Aaron. Only Abraham. That's the measure of bestowal. No, all the sefirot. Because we must use all the vessels. Only the degree of utilization is under the roof. He writes here that Sukkot is happiness, which are the gladdening Gvurot, which is repentance of love. His mistake turned into Tzchiot, merits, so we can reach Gmar Tikkun. Look, all the holidays, they symbolize a part of our states. And the final of our work. And the final correction is Purim. And Yom Kippurim against this. Sukkot, all in all, symbolizes for us that we prepare ourselves for being ready to work and bestow as the highest importance, as the most important thing. And therefore, the next great holiday after this is Simchat Torah, meaning that we receive the Torah and we start using it. It's only the beginning of the year. All these symbols, signs, they tell us about our work. And by a person deciding about the waste that he elevates, etc., etc., it happens on each and every degree. You could say, in each and every state, I have a bit of the Day of Kippur, a bit of Rosh Hashanah, a bit of Purim, Sukkot, of course so. Because every degree includes all the degrees, general and the particular, are equal. But we do not complete the correction during the Sukkot, although repentance of love, it also comes from above. A person has not yet corrected all his vessels. He is in a temporary place of living. Dmitry from Moscow is asking, sitting during the morning lesson, is it considered to be sitting in a sukkah? We're not talking about someone who sits or doesn't sit in a sukkah, meaning by him building for himself some kind of a roof or not. Am I sitting now in a sukkah or not? Tell me. You say, no, you're sitting next to the table in some kind of a building. Sukkah, it means that a person turns his kelim, his desires, into a sukkah. This means a sukkah. Meaning that he now wants to put himself, his ego, he wants to put it into some temporary place. Temporary, it means that it's not that important for him. A temporary, transient, meaning that it's that he builds it from his will to bestow, which may be, can and will be built, and all the ways he builds a roof from it. You know how a sukkah looks. It's forbidden to make it solid. You can't make a roof from concrete and leave a few holes. It really has to be a something that you barely somehow temporarily that you barely build. It barely holds. It symbolizes for you the inclination, the extent to which you're capable of, etc. But the main symbol of the sukkah is the roof and the importance. Therefore, the different garments, we speak about it a lot. It symbolizes the importance that you give to the form of bestowal that you now want to enter and be beneath it. Yes? We've learned that on every holiday there is a special illumination from above. So what illumination is there from above during the Sukkot, and how is it possible to use this illumination coming during the holidays in the best possible way? That which exists in spirituality as lights and vessels, and the order of lights and vessels, that comes out anach, meaning lights and sparks and vessels, one against the other, connected together and aimed together. So after the breaking, the lights remained in Atzilut, and the kelim and nitzutzim in them fell to Biyah. And there is the influence of the lights on the kelim, and then the kelim come out in this order of one after the other into correction. And we have also advanced according to this order and come into correction. There will be before us, and there will be after us, till we reach the final correction of all the broken vessels. Then in spirituality it works according to that very plan, program that elevates the vessels to correction and gives each one his free choice and the correct order between all these kelim that all at once, so-called, have to be corrected in the same generation. And therefore, we have to try and use this general law. There's the private providence and there's the general providence. In the private providence, you awaken the kelim, the vessels, slice by slice, according to the measures of Aviyut. Like Baal HaSulam explains this, there were kelim and on Kachav or Dachgat. These were the kelim of the Avot, the forefathers, the first 2,000. Afterwards, the second 2,000, Chagat. Afterwards, the third 2,000, the vessels of Ni. So-called the general providence, Beito, in its time. And therefore, Beito, in its time, comes this special light to the world and corrects everyone together. These are called the holidays that were determined so according to the root and branch, our spiritual root, and our corporeal branch, the spiritual root, shines in these illuminations. And therefore there's a general awakening, whoever is in an awakening, in a private awakening, which means under private providence, he can also use the general, this general awakening of the general providence, because you have many kelim, many vessels, a mass that somehow celebrate the holiday of Sukkot. They don't exactly know what they're doing, but they're also not intended to know. They're not intended to make intention to elevate ways because it is a symbol of bestowal. There's no such thing for them. But simply those who are in it as babies, they do it and that's it. They don't know why. They were given different signs and they're told this is the custom.
Because our fathers sat in the Sukkot for 7 days, so that's how we also are. It's the culture of the nation. But with their still participation, you can nonetheless add this to your kelim and to elevate the awakening, their awakening, their elevation to your degrees, and then it will help reciprocally. It will help you coming from them, and it will help them coming from you. And therefore, we use these holidays, we use this general awakening of the nation. Yes? I'm sorry, we have to move to the next part of the lesson. We're moving to the next part of the lesson from the writings of Bala Sulam.